JSE-listed pay TV company MultiChoice released their annual results today for the 12 months ended March 2021. The company reported revenue growing by 4% to 53.4 billion rand, with the subscriber base increasing by 7% to 20.9 million customers. The company reported trading profit of 10.3 billion rand, that's up 28%, with core headline earnings coming in at 3.3 billion rand, that's up 32%. The company says that it set aside 2.5 billion rand to pay shareholders a dividend. Well, to take us through the company's performance, I'm joined on the line by Tim Jacobs. He's the CFO at MultiChoice. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Now, we know that pay TV companies like yours would have benefited from the COVID lockdown, what with everyone turning inward and staying at home. How much of that speaks to the kind of performance that you're delivering to the market today, especially the increase in your subscriber numbers?
Thank you very much for having us on tonight.
Sure.
So I think we've got a mixed bag, right? So I think on the residential customer side, we definitely saw some benefit from the lockdowns, in particular around residential and when kids had to stay at home. A lot of schools closed down for prolonged periods of time, and that definitely gave us a bit of a boost. And that, I think, was one of the key contributors to the 1.4 million additional subscribers that we were able to add onto our base this year. But at the same time, we had a couple of headwinds. So the most obvious one would be commercial customers. So this is people that work in the hospitality sector, hotels, pubs. And there we saw a 35% decrease in subscriber numbers. And then in addition to that, our advertising revenue got quite heavily impacted by the fact that we didn't have live sports. So a lot of our advertising is associated directly with sporting events. And we closed the year down 11% on advertising revenue. So I think it was a bit of a mixed bag. And, of course, affordability and the fact that we didn't have sport meant that our premium subscribers were also negatively impacted. So we saw some pressure coming on the top line.
Yeah.
And we made up the difference, I suppose, in cost-cutting, in very strong discipline in the cost side of the business.
Yeah, so your profitability is looking good. How much of that was affected by your handling of costs? And what sort of savings were you able to make in the period? Where did you make savings?
Yeah, so we were very, very lucky to have identified the lockdowns coming early in the financial year, and we were onto the cost base very, very quickly. So we managed to save 1.5 billion rand of costs, and there was a significant amount of costs, just over a billion rand, that got pushed into the new financial year. So I'll give you a typical example. When we've got a sports league that typically gets paid on a monthly basis as those sports leagues run, because some of the football leagues, as an example, didn't start on time, they started about a month late, those sports leagues, the cost then gets pushed into the new financial year. So there was a bit of a deferral of cost that we'll have to pick up in financial year 2022. But we saved about 1.5 billion rand in total, and deferred about another billion rand worth of cost into the new year.
I'm sure there are a few MultiChoice shareholders. You indicate that you're giving away 2.5 billion rand, but what is that in terms of per ordinary share?
About 5.65 a share.
Okay, that's quite generous. So, with all eyes on your offering right now, what sort of investments have you been making in things like new content across the continent, and what else are you going to be doing to be innovative and constantly remain relevant?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, two aspects to this. The first one is our traditional business. So, let's talk about the pay television business. So there we are continuing to increase our investment in local content. We invested 42% of total general entertainment spend went to local content this year. That is a 19% increase. We're looking to increase that to 45% of total spend. And that is because customers really resonate with local stories.
Yes.
It resonates both in their local language, and they like to see themselves and their culture in the movies and the shows that they watch. So we believe that that is a key differentiator, and we'll continue to invest ever-increasing amounts into that local content offering. And then we've obviously rolled out a couple of new products. So we rolled out the Ultra, the Explorer Ultra, that allows us to use the internet to access a much broader range of content,
yes.
Not only our own content, but also Netflix, Amazon Prime, and now YouTube. And so that was an exciting launch. And because of the chipset, shortage, you would have heard about the trade wars between, you know, the US and China. That impacted our ability to roll out our streamer decoder because we couldn't get enough product. So that's been delayed a little bit, but that we're looking forward to rolling out later on in the financial year 2022.
And Tim, what's the outlook for 2021?
So 2021 for us is just past. We have a March year end.
Okay.
I think you're referring to 2022.
Okay, yes, I am. For the balance of this calendar year.
Quite right. We're looking to keep our run rate going as strongly as we can. We have seen a little bit of weakness in our consumer base in April. And it is normally a more difficult month for us after the Easter period. So we are watching the trends quite closely. I think what we're going to be doing is keeping a very close eye on our costs, trying to keep that well under control. But of course, we take a cautious outlook for two reasons. One, there's always the risk of currency weakening in Africa. And there are a couple of countries like Nigeria that are starting to see the currencies weakening. And then the second thing is, I think we are also very cognizant of the fact that the COVID-19 impact is not yet over. So while we might have benefited in the last financial year, as people that don't have jobs now run out of UIF, run out of packages that they paid when they lost their jobs, we're cautious that is going to potentially have an impact on affordability and in turn have an impact on our numbers.
Super. Tim, thank you very much for your time. That was Tim Jacobs. He's a CFO at MultiChoice.